Today, we pray for those who have disabilities. So what are some of the statistics? Well, they would include people who are in K through 12. In 2019, 12% had autism, almost 3% emotional disturbance, almost 2% hard of hearing, 6% intellectual disability, learning disability was at 43%, orthopedic impairment 1%, 20% have a speech or language impairment, 12% other health impairments, and almost 10.5% of the San Bernardino County population is disabled, which is over 200,000 people. So it is pretty widespread. This would include ADD, ADHD, autism and all its spectrums, Down syndrome, Asperger, people with physical challenges, no leg, no arm, those types of things. They're unable to move from the neck down, rare diseases, and of course the speech impediments. A disability can be a long-lasting physical, mental, or emotional condition, and it can make it difficult for people to do activities such as walking, climbing stairs, dressing, bathing, learning, or remembering. It can also impede a person from being able to go outside the home by themselves or to even work at a job or business. In Luke 14, Jesus said to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, don't invite your friends, your brothers, your relatives, or rich neighbors. They'll invite you in return and you'll be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." So, Father God, we lift up these people. We pray, God, for the challenges that they have to find work. We pray that more and more jobs will open up that will help them. We pray that they will feel like they can fit in and that people won't look down at them or ostracize them. We pray, God, about their costs to deal with their issues, that it's both financial and physical. We pray that you would lessen that burden and that more and more options would be made available to them. We pray for their caregivers who deal with them a lot and pray that they have a balance and have some special time where they can recoup and renew their energy. We pray, God, for more access to places where they can be a part of things, that they would feel wanted. We pray for the agencies that are in our county, that they would work with them and that would be kind, supportive, and ethical. We pray for more Christian ministries to rise up, like the Salem Christian Home in Chino, which has been serving adults with disabilities for 60 years. They focus, and we pray for, people who have adults with disabilities living at home, trying to find a way for them to start to fit in. And this place provides 24/7 care, events, and a community of family so that they can give their loved one the best life. So we pray for more and more of these residential care places to rise up and work with these people, helping them to know that they are created in your image, O God, and that they can have a quality of life with support and encouragement and more independence. We also know that we can learn so much from people who have physical, mental, can't see, can't hear challenges. Many of them tend to be more specialized in areas, and we can learn so much from them. Down syndrome, so many of them are so carefree. We can learn a lot from them and just be able to see how they're able to overcome some of the obstacles in their life and be encouraged. We pray for families that they would get more support and more help and that they would balance their time. We pray for the church to be more encouraging and make the people with these disabilities feel valued, important, and include them in activities, recognizing their challenges, but having places for them to be involved. We pray for the couples who are struggling with all their medical visits, for the counseling that's needed, the changes that they have to deal with in school. We pray for the kids to get along with others, for them to be able to find babysitters. And God, we pray for the city to not look down at them, that think that they are not different or treat them differently, that they wouldn't dismiss them or lack patience with them, that they would have patience. Give us strength, God, and compassion for these types of people. creative ways to help them face their challenges. And God, we pray for the sources to help these people become more independent, empowered to work, to feel that they can raise their heads in the midst of other social activities, things that they can do at parties, sports, and other large events and feel included. Father, help us to make this special group feel wanted, valued, important, and know it, that we would be inclusive with them and treat them with respect and feel needed. As you say in Psalm 139, you created our innermost being. You knit us together in our mother's womb. We praise you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works, O God, are wonderful. We know that. And in Isaiah 49, you said, "See, I have written your names in the palms of my hands. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's wall and ruins, but we are in the palms of your hands, our names are written." So we pray, God, that these people with disabilities will come to know you and they will find their greatest value and most importance in knowing their names are written in the palms of your hands.